Bloomberg's revelation of Apple's redesigned Siri ahead of WWDC shows a standalone chatbot app, dynamic island integration, and auto-deleting chat history coming with iOS 27. This represents Apple's most aggressive move yet to compete directly with ChatGPT and other conversational AI platforms.
The standalone Siri app is particularly significant, Marcus. It suggests Apple is moving away from Siri as just a voice assistant embedded in their ecosystem, towards Siri as a primary interface for AI interaction. Auto-deleting chat history addresses privacy concerns that have become central to Apple's brand differentiation from Google and Meta.
Apple's timing with iOS 27 is strategically important because it puts their AI capabilities roughly 2 years behind ChatGPT's initial release, but potentially ahead of whatever OpenAI and other competitors will offer in 2027. The question is whether Apple's integration advantages and privacy positioning can overcome their late entry into conversational AI.
Texas filing requirements have revealed that Waymo operates 577 autonomous vehicles compared to Tesla's 42, completely upending public perceptions of the robotaxi race. These numbers suggest Waymo has built a substantially larger operational autonomous fleet than Tesla, despite receiving far less media attention.
The Waymo versus Tesla comparison is striking because it challenges the narrative that Tesla leads in autonomous vehicle deployment. Tesla's market capitalization partially reflects investor belief in their self-driving capabilities, but if Waymo has 13 times more vehicles in active operation, it suggests Tesla's autonomous vehicle progress may be more limited than their stock price implies.
Kyle Vogt's robot startup facing a $12,000 lawsuit from an Airbnb host over alleged damages provides a glimpse into the practical challenges facing robotics companies. When robots cause property damage during testing or operation, determining liability becomes complex, especially for startups that may lack comprehensive insurance coverage.
The Airbnb lawsuit highlights how robotics liability could become a major constraint on industry development. If robot companies face unlimited liability for property damage during normal operations, it creates significant financial risks that could limit deployment or require expensive insurance policies that make robotic services economically unviable.
BYD's promise to cover all crash costs when drivers use its assisted driving system represents an interesting approach to liability management in autonomous vehicle development. Chairman Wang Chuanfu's goal of zero traffic accidents is admirable, but the financial commitment to cover all crash costs could become extremely expensive if their technology fails to meet safety expectations.
BYD's liability approach is particularly noteworthy given they're facing 8 straight months of declining sales. Offering to cover crash costs could be seen as either confidence in their technology or desperation to differentiate their products in an increasingly competitive Chinese EV market. The financial sustainability of such promises depends heavily on their actual safety performance.
SpaceX's development of an AI training system in C for 22,000 GPUs, which Elon Musk claims is over 10 times faster than Google's JAX, represents another example of major companies building proprietary AI infrastructure. However, the lack of independent benchmarks makes it difficult to verify these performance claims.
The SpaceX AI training system is interesting because it suggests they view AI capabilities as strategic advantages for their aerospace and satellite operations. If they can achieve significant performance improvements over existing frameworks, it could provide competitive advantages in satellite constellation management, rocket navigation, and spacecraft automation.
Iron borrowing $3.6 billion specifically to buy NVIDIA chips for Microsoft demonstrates the massive capital requirements for AI infrastructure. This debt financing arrangement essentially treats AI compute hardware as infrastructure investments similar to power generation or telecommunications equipment.
The Iron-Microsoft arrangement shows how AI infrastructure financing is evolving beyond traditional venture capital or corporate development models. When companies need to borrow billions of dollars to buy computing hardware, we're witnessing the emergence of AI infrastructure as a distinct asset class with its own financing mechanisms.